It's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Well, anywhere from 3 to 5 inches, maybe a little more, maybe a little less throughout our tri-state region with the first major snowfall. It has led to some schools with announcements of delayed openings. We'll get to those in a few minutes. Our forecast from Papagano calls for a cloudy start, then becoming sunny, temperature in the mid-30s today. We'll get the full details on that tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. From the Republican American, a story by Ruth Epstein. A couple was awarded for volunteerism. The base's good works in Canaan Falls Village was noted. The need to purchase flood insurance led Ann and Lance on a path to becoming active local volunteers. The couple are the latest recipients of the Housatonic Youth Service Bureau Donald T. Warner Community Service Award for their civic involvement. Their honor was bestowed during a party at the Bureau's headquarters at Housatonic Valley Regional High School campus. That happened on Thursday. In Kent, regulations to allow EV stations have been okayed. The Planning and Zoning Commission approved regulation on Thursday that will provide electric vehicle charging stations to be installed by property owners. The planner was hired several months ago to draft the proposed regulations to the town. It could be in compliance with new state laws and regulations. He proposed a draft in September that was adjusted with input from commission members. Two residents spoke Thursday in favor of the new regulation during the hearing. We do have some delayed openings today. Here in Connecticut, Region 7, Barkhamsted, New Hartford, Colebrook, Norfolk, delayed 2 hours. Due to the snow and slippery road conditions, Region 1 schools will operate on a 2-hour delay with no morning pre-K. Explorations in Winsted delayed 2 hours. In Columbia County, Chatham School District delayed 2 hours. No AM BOCES, no breakfast. High school, middle school, a 2-hour delay. Columbia Christian Academy delayed 2 hours. Germantown School District has a 2-hour delay as well. Taconic Hills School District operating on a 2-hour delay. In Dutchess County for today, Pine Plains is on a 2-hour delay. Due to the inclement weather, all schools and offices will be on that 2-hour delay. Also, Rhinebeck Central School District on a 2-hour delay. The Astor Early Childhood Program in Wingdale delayed 2 hours. Dutchess County Board of BOCES has a 2-hour delay. Dover Union Free School District has a 2-hour delay. In Greene County, Catskill School District delayed 2 hours. And Wyndham Ashland Jewett School District is delayed 2 hours. Taking a look at items that are going on in and around our tri-state region this week. Coming up in Sharon today, the Sharon Board of Education meets at 4 p.m. At 6 p.m., Inland Wetlands Commission. Board of Selectmen will meet tomorrow at 3 p.m. in Salisbury. At 5:30 today, the Salisbury Pathways Committee. At 6:30, Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission. Tomorrow at 7:30, Housatonic River Commission. And also at 7:30, the Salisbury Recreation Commission. In North Canaan today at 7 p.m., the Planning and Zoning has their monthly meeting. On Wednesday at 7:30, it's the Board of Finance. In Falls Village today at 6 p.m., Board of Finance has a special meeting. And then at 6:30, the Board of Finance has their regular meeting. At 7 o'clock in Falls Village, the Board of Selectmen has their regular meeting. Coming up on Wednesday, Falls Village Town Hall, 6:30. Planning and Zoning will have a public hearing and special meeting. In Cornwall, coming up today, at 6:30, the Park and Recreation Commission. Tomorrow, the Wastewater Committee meets via Zoom at 5 p.m., and the Planning and Zoning Commission meets via Zoom tomorrow at 7 p.m. In Kent, Northwestern Connecticut District Board of Directors meeting happens at 8:30 this morning. The Historic District Commission regular meeting happens today at 5 p.m. Tomorrow, Kent Sewer Commission has their regular meeting at 4, Zoning Board of Appeals regular meeting at 7 p.m. In Ankrum, New York, town board meeting comes up on December 15th. Hillsdale, New York. Coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, a public hearing will be held before the Hillsdale Planning Board on the application of Eileen Zaroff, the application for a minor subdivision. And wrapping up, looking at our meetings for this week, in Sheffield, the Conservation Commission is meeting the first floor meeting room at Town Hall. That will happen at 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. We'll take a look at Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast that comes your way in just a few moments.